This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
I think I heard Key Brian Hayes come up to this track during the Yankee game. Outkast, ATLians. Your boy KM on The Fan, Friday night. Good time to be a baseball fan, but just gotta give you some breaking news in baseball and in the sports world. The Dodgers have lost. The Dodgers have lost. And you know what? You can't predict baseball. But as I'm talking about, like, now we have real games. As I was just talking about, like, enough with all the stuff from the offseason, the proclamations and the guessing games and the theoreticals and what is going to happen. Yeah, the Dodgers are the first team to win the World Series and start 8-0, but they just lost today. And Bryce Harper, shout out to Bryce Harper. Wish he was a Yankee. No, he loves the Yankees. I know his pops loves the Yankees. That's, you know, you've heard that story. Bryce Harper today had the right kind of energy going into this weekend series against the Dodgers. If you remember correctly, before the Dodgers won the World Series last year, it was the Phillies' World Series to lose. They were the best team in baseball, right? Weren't they the first to 60 wins? Then they ran into the Make It Happen Mets. But can we play this audio from Bryce Harper today? Let me go to my handy-dandy notes app. And as Alex is queuing it up, I know I saw it earlier today, and I'm like, Bryce Harper, you know, this guy just gets it. He just understands that it's baseball. You can't predict baseball. And nobody knows what's going to happen. Instead of me reading the quote, let's just play Bryce Harper meeting the media today in Philly, talking about the undefeated Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't know if people like this, but I feel like only losers complain about what they're doing. I think they're a great team. They're a great organization. That's why guys want to go there and play. LA is a great city to play in, obviously. They're at the mecca of kind of the world of everything, right? From food to nightlife to sports, from the Dodgers to the Lakers to anybody. They're going to continue to get guys. They're going to continue to pull guys from the sport. That's bullpen, starting pitching, international players, anything like that. They're doing what the Dodgers do.
Yeah, so the Dodgers lose to the Phillies, and the Braves get in the win column. The Braves start off 0-7, and no team has ever made the postseason starting off 0-7. But I wouldn't rest on that. We saw what the Braves did to chase down the Mets in 2022. You can't predict baseball. But, I mean, the Braves at home against the Marlins, they put up 10 on them. And in the world of the NHL and NHL history and records, Alex Ovechkin ties Wayne Gretzky's goal number. He's getting the record. It's going to be done. And I'm looking at the clip now. We were this close to seeing Ovechkin break the record with a hat trick on his home ice. He almost did it tonight. Save it for the next one. Gretzky in attendance. And the grade eight ties the record. What's the number? 894? Let me scroll through here and see if I can find a number. Because I know I was looking at this earlier. Alec Ovechkin breaking. Scores goal number 894. Congrats to him. Anyway, this is New York. Back to the Mets. Back to the Yankees. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's see what Chris in Tampa is talking about. You got it, Chris.
Keith, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Good, good. We've spoken a couple times, but, you know, I'm a big Mets fan, but I've been hearing this for too long. So Aaron Judge, without Aaron Judge's home runs, there is no postseason. So I don't know what people are talking about. The man is... he's Paul Bunyan. I mean, he's amazing. So for people to question him, he dropped balls in the World Series. I mean, the man is just, he's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And I've just said this a million times, without those home runs, there is no postseason most years in the last few for the Yankees. So, you know, he deserves his respect.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris. It's so much deeper than the home runs. You know, when you hear these guys talk about him, they talk about his work ethic, what he does day in and day out to prepare. So it's like his home runs, yeah, but also his leadership, you know, his defense, picking guys up, maybe giving guys advice, and just, you know, carrying the weight of being the captain of the New York Yankees, doing it for the Yankees, the hardest team to do it for, with the most critical fans, and you know what I'm saying? Like the most media coverage, like, we got to respect that man's greatness. I'm so tired of hearing about his failures in the postseason. Like baseball is that easy. Like, you know, this guy could just, like, he could win it on his own. Yeah, he's struggled. Yeah, he's failed. We know. But, like, he's about to turn 33. Who's to say that he doesn't get another 4 or 5 cracks at this? He could. And also, don't tell me that, oh, he's going to age poorly. You don't know that. You don't know what he does to take care of his body. You don't know what he's eating. You don't know how he's going to age. And you can look at other guys that have broken down. Whatever. Judge is different. He's a freak of nature. I am excited to see what he does this year because I think he is very, very motivated. It's the Judge silencer season. Remember against the Dodgers when he hit that home run? And he kind of gave everybody the, like, pipe down hand motion. And that's when I started calling him the silencer last year. I'm like, yo, this guy's silencing all of his critics, but they all came right back up during the postseason. He gets no credit for his homer off of Class A because the Yankees end up losing that game. He gets no credit for the homer he hit in Game 5 because the Yankees end up losing that game. It's just, he struck out a bunch of times. He's a 184 postseason hitter. He can only do it in the regular season. We don't care. No, we do care. We care a lot. I think a lot of people care. I think a lot of people are talking about Judge. John is in Cedar Knolls on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, man? So I love your show. I listen to it every time I'm on my way home. And I want to talk to you about Judge, as well everyone has been wanting to. My thing is, he's having such an amazing 2 weeks right now. What if he keeps it up for the rest of the month? And then you add in his stats from last year, where he went from May to whatever, and, you know, almost broke his record. What do you think his stats would be like?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about, right? Because he had the slow April last year. He already has passed the amount of homers that he had at the end of April last year by like 2. Yep. And that's what I'm saying. He's putting his name next to Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio and Babe Ruth. Like, this guy could break his own home run record. This guy could have a better... with this lineup, if he stays healthy, and I've been knocking on wood in here. This stuff isn't even wood. But, like, if he stays healthy, we might see, one of the best seasons, if not the best seasons from a right-handed hitter all time.
From your mouth to God's ears, I'm hoping it happens because he deserves it. After what happened in the World Series, and it wasn't his fault, like everyone's saying, all the other mental errors that happened. I mean, he lost it. He goofed. He made one mistake, but that did not kill the game. So I hope to God he just does it again this year and he's starting off like gangbusters. I mean, like the names you're saying, Luke, like Ruth and Gary. How many people can say they're in those same names, you know?
Nobody, because it doesn't make sense. Thanks for the call, John. I'll say this, too, about the Yankees. I love the Yankees, but I remember standing in the middle of Billy's watching game one, and when they went to Nestor Cortez, I said, oh, riveting. But in a way where I was like, it's suspenseful, but I'm sweating. Like, I don't feel good about this. Oh, riveting. Like, this is the move. It could pay off, or it could be a disaster. It ended up being a disaster. That was the swing right there. You take game one in Dodger Stadium. Like, I think we forget, too. And it's a lot of casuals. It's a lot of people that don't watch baseball, don't watch the Yankees, didn't watch the Dodgers. Maybe they just jumped into the World Series. The Yankees were down 3-0. Nobody had come back to win a World Series down 3-0. So now Judge dropping the pop-up is the reason they lost the World Series. Man, I was at game three. I was screaming with Walker Buehler on the mound. I'm like, swing the bat. This is a good segue into today's game, and I'll hit you with some Judge stats. Like, waiting for these umpires to give you calls is not the way. You got to attack. You got to go out and hunt. These umpires are terrible. I'm watching the start of the game today, and I'm like, I wish I could bet on these umpires being trash. Like, over under how many missed calls. I wish in FanDuel I could bet on the umpire crew. Like, in the first inning, how many balls are they going to call for strikes? With Jazz, with Goldie. I'm like, this is how we're starting off? Terrible. And that's coming off the heels of the Diamondbacks series where Malachi Moore, and I don't want to know these umpires' names. Starting off the game on some BS. ABS, ASAP. 888-808-1019. Like, we need the automatic balls and strike system. Now. Now. By this postseason. I can't take it anymore. And you know who's the biggest victim of the, you know, low strike calls? You guys know. I was talking about this last night. Maybe you were asleep. Aaron Judge. They don't adjust for his 6'7 frame. They call strikes that are literally, like, above the tongue of his shoes. They're calling strikes that are going by, like, his calves, his socks. And he just, you know, he doesn't bark at the umps. Jazz is hilarious. Jazz is turning right. Like, he's turning his back to the field. He's talking right to the ump. Like, come on. But, like, Judge has to beat the umps, beat the pitchers, and he's still great. So, OptiStats writes, in seven games for Aaron Judge in 2025, 17 RBI, 12 runs, 6 home runs, 3 doubles, 2 stolen bases. Like, he's swiping bags, too. Don't forget about that, right? He's like, oh, okay, Ohtani got glazed for 50-50. Like, I got to get my bags up this year. No other MLB player has put all of those numbers together over any 7-game span ever. He's breaking the game. He's breaking the game. Max Goodman writes, Aaron Judge threw 1,000 MLB games. 289 batting average, 1,007 for 3,593. A 406 on-base percentage, 608 slugging, a 1.014 OPS, 321 homers, 733 RBI, 748 runs, 697 walks, 502 extra base hits. And then Max says, will he be a Hall of Famer? Yeah, he'll be a Hall of Famer for sure. He'll be a Hall of Famer for sure. But hopefully, you know, people don't, you know, hopefully people don't have the thing to say that they have now. Hopefully he gets his ring, however he gets it, and then we can kill the narrative and he can silence his critics. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rob in Newark on the Fan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Listen, I just want to say, you know, I've been a fan of the Yankees for like 60 years, and this is the most solid team I've seen in years. Even the players say that about them, you know, that they're solid. They're like a unit one, and they are going to do great things this year. This is the best team I've seen put together with the Yankees in so many years. And Aaron Boone has done a great job in what he's been doing. He's a very good manager. But I do have a couple criticisms about him. He does not know how to play small ball. He He doesn't have his guys bunt. He doesn't know how to have them punch a single to get a guys on base. You know, and that's bad because that's how you win games. Yankees are a power team, but you have to get those runs. They're always a late inning, like in the other night, a couple nights ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you they're always swinging for the fences.
He hit a three runner, okay? But they got nothing in between. That pitcher was stellar that night against them. But they could have put a guys on base by bunting or like small ball. You know what small ball is, don't you?
Everybody does. Yeah, but the Yankees are the Bronx Bombers.
Aaron Boone doesn't. He's never done that.
I don't know if it matters. Yeah.
That's how you win games.
Thanks for the call, Rob. I don't know if it's on Boone to be like, hey, Volpe, your first four hits of the year were all homers. Don't do that. Like, I don't know if it's Boone's job to be like, give me a single. Like, you know, like, bunt. These are pro ball players. They all want to smash home runs. They have torpedo bats. They want to be on Instagram and TikTok. And, like, Jazz wants to do his push shot. And look at the flick of the wrist. And, hey, put that on. Like, he wants to dance around the bases. He wants to hit home runs. Like, Judge is a home run hitter. Judge will hit a single. Judge will rip a double. How about Dominguez today? How about Oswaldo today? Like, today wasn't a day of them being the Bronx Bombers. Today was a day of the Pittsburgh Pirates walking the ballpark and hit by pitch, giving the game away. You know, six walks. I think two or three guys hit by pitch. You obviously need to be able to manufacture runs, but I'm not mad right now. Back-to-back days, two different lineups, nine runs. I'm not calling up talking about small ball right now. Not against the Pirates. Like, Oswaldo had a single. Good enough for me. Jason Dominguez had a single. Good enough for me. Oswaldo had a single. Good. That's not small enough ball for us today. Volpe did single today. But, you know, Volpe got hit today, and it wasn't a homer. So, I think last night, too. So, it's there. But, I know C-Mac gets on, and I fell asleep last night. I had to go to bed last night because I had to get up early. But I know C-Mac gets irate at you guys for putting everything on Aaron Boone. None of the credit. Like, Boone doesn't get credit for these lineups the last 2 days that have worked perfectly. But the Yankees don't hit enough singles. They don't manufacture enough runs. They don't move runners over. Like, that's Boone's fault. It's not Boone's fault. They did it today. Only one that homer was Judge. So, 888-808-1019. Let me sneak another call in before we go to the 10 o'clock break. Chris and Justin are down in Monmouth County, a beautiful place to be. They're on The Fan in New York.
Hey, first of all, thanks, Keith, for taking the call. Justin from California, just out here in New Jersey right now for my cousin Charlie's bar mitzvah. Just had a quick question for you guys. We're meshing real well right now. Everyone's hitting the ball, even Oswaldo Cabrera. But what do we think about getting Oswald Peraza sometime? It feels like the last year we could really squeeze him in to see what his true potential is. Once again, thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, guys. I mean, what do I think about it? Sure. You know, we got to figure it out with the guy. You know, it wasn't that long ago, a couple weeks ago, people were saying, well, he's not making a team. He's going to get cut or be traded. And I used to say they don't love him, but clearly they do. Clearly, you know, they're keeping him around. But he's not going to get that many opportunities because Oswaldo is in front of him and Pablo Reyes is in front of him. And he's gotten some opportunity. Like, he homered the other day to, you know, set the record, Saturday when we were there. Well, I was there. Some people were there. A lot of people were there. Shout out to CeeLo. I don't know if you guys are keeping up with Twitter and our guy CeeLo, who hosts some shows here. You hear him on the morning show. Great little nugget before we go to break and bring some other things in. You know, CeeLo goes on Twitter and he posts a picture of his niece. And his niece is standing like by the foul pole, right field foul pole, I think, maybe. Or no, in the outfield. I don't know where it was, but let me pull up the picture. And he says, you know, crowdsourcing attempt. Anyone recognize this gentleman? Gave my niece the Oswald Peraza home run ball from the Yanks franchise record breaker this past Saturday in the Bronx. Led to a bunch of perks. So my fam is trying to track him down. It was section 133. So I see this and I'm like, oh, he's got a Billy shirt on. I have that same Billy shirt. You either buy that shirt from Billy's or you're one of the insiders at Billy's and they give you that shirt. So I'm like, you know, he's got a Billy shirt on. Let me check with them. So I send a text to my guy, Joey, over at Billy's. Chris says, thank you, Monmouth County Brethren. I can't say brethren. and I'm trying to follow the tweet. Next thing you know, Joey texts me back after I send him a picture and whatnot. I'm like, you familiar with this guy? He's like, yeah, he comes to the bar. And I'm like, I feel like I've seen him too. You know, I go to Billy's a lot. A couple hours go by. I hit CeeLo up. I'm like, stay with me, man. We're working on it. And before you know it, we discover Sal. Shout out to Sal. I don't know if he wants the fame for all of this, but this is what happens. You're dealing with two people from WFAN, two people in the Yankees universe. The Yankees universe never unconnects. Sal, you're a great guy. You gave away a historic ball to a little girl. It made her day, her family's day, and they are family with our very own Chris Lopresti. I'm sure you'll hear more about that when Chris gets on air.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.